61.
There's a feeling I got as I grew older. The feeling gained more and more clarity as the years passed me by. It started as a loss of feeling special I'd had as a kid. That moment when you realize that you are just another person. That you aren't going to be the one to change the world, and no matter what you do, life will go on. When I retired, I felt a greater clarity to my impression. Retirement as a way of making you look back on the things you accomplished for work and where they fit into society. At first, I'd felt pride in the accomplishment, but slowly that pride ebbed away into understanding that those accomplishments weren't all that great. That everyone who retired felt that same sense of pride. After my retirement, my wife and I focused on the lives of our kids and grandkids. Those relationships seemed to take on an even greater part of our lives than they'd had before. We wanted to spend the time with the grandkids doing all the fun things we'd wished we could have done with our kids, but just didn't have the time for. It was ironic that our bodies didn't always have the energy we needed to fulfill these goals, but the attempt was worth it. Then, as they grew older, the feeling changed. I started feeling like a toy that my family outgrew, a toy to be pulled out and put away when they were done. I know it isn't logical. They have their own lives to live and dreams to chase. I didn't press. While the feeling of not being needed or special was bittersweet, I also looked towards my family and felt proud. It seems to me to be two sides of a coin. I'm proud they are living well, and sad they seem so far away. Such is life.
It wasn't evening yet, but it was almost there. The sun had started dipping into the distance. Night came slow on the mountain, but the thin air made the night chill come quickly.
So, it's not something insurmountable. It's just, we aren't... how to say it best?
Bao spoke, apparently struggling with how to say what he wanted to say. Charles Bao and Monk Heavy Fist were standing around the entrance to the dungeon. Monk Heavy Fist was the second highest-ranked monk at the monastery and worked as the trainer in the training yard. His name seemed ironic to Charles, as his well-honed physique was a sharp contrast to the sect leader Bao.
"It's our cultivation, honored elder," Monk Heavy Fist broke in. "We designed everything down to level 20, but anything further is beyond our capabilities."
Charles grunted in response. The word cultivation always made him think of gardening. He knew they meant how they were growing their kidney stones, but in his mind he kept picturing tomato plants and grapevines. Sometimes he pictured kidney stones with little embossed vine tattoos on them. It was a weird word to him. Maybe if he had been younger, he would have been interested enough to learn more about what they meant when they used it, but he doubted it. The whole thing just sounded stupid to Charles. In his 30s, Charles had been convinced by his wife to go to a couple of yoga classes. He made it through one lesson and part of the second before he broke down laughing at the stupid spiritualistic things he'd heard the instructor spouting. That didn't endear him too well to the rest of the class. Charles proceeded to then mock the way the woman had said, "Feel your heavenly energies," by repeating it in an impression of a popular cartoon voice, and that was what warranted them to ask him not to come back.
"Well, let's see what you have so far," Charles said, feeling gracious.
The other two monks looked at each other, nodded, and then proceeded to jump into the crevice. Charles watched them go and sighed. He wasn't about to do that. When he didn't join them immediately, they hopped back up. It was nearly a 15-foot wall that they leaped up easily. Charles just gave them a blank look until they figured out they should use the controls to add in a staircase. When the stairs formed out of the rock, Charles started down. The two monks followed behind, pleasantly silent. At the bottom, there was a square room that looked a lot like what he would have seen on the inside of the monastery. A pillar in the middle was raised and engraved with fancy letters that read, "Only those in pursuit of mastering the Tao shall this trial take." Charles read it 3 times before giving up on trying to figure it out. If monks didn't have some mystical mumbo-jumbo every now and again, they wouldn't be monks. Behind the pillar was an arched doorway. Bao took the lead and walked ahead of Charles as they entered. Inside was a long hallway, and lining either side were tall palm trees with brown monkeys on top.
"So, for the first challenge, we wanted to ensure the trial-takers, the ones who haven't already done so, gain a couple of evasion skills that are needed for monks. These monkeys will fling dung, or bananas if the trial-taker is underage, while the acolyte should run and dodge them."
Charles nodded and looked up at the monkeys. The little animals were watching the three of them, and he didn't like the look in their eyes all too much.
"If a single one of you throws anything at me, I will delete you," Charles called out.
Charles shook his stick at them for emphasis. Loud chittering and quick movements answered him, and soon all the monkeys were gone. This allowed the three to proceed down the hallway of the first floor at an easy pace. Honestly, though, the monkeys wouldn't have bothered Charles today. There wasn't much that could. Earlier that morning, he'd gotten hold of his family on the comm, and they were coming for a visit. They said they'd be there in 2 in-game days, just before he needed to log out to meet up with Bert. The petting zoo bestiary was all set up, and Charles was really hoping his great-granddaughter would love it. He remembered how happy she sounded telling him about her unicorn tiger farm. His sole reason for visiting the dungeon and seeing its updates was because his great-grandson ran around punching and kicking things last time he was there. He even sounded excited about a martial arts dungeon when they spoke. Charles felt absolutely thrilled.
"What boy doesn't dream of being a kung fu master?"
The hallway, with its high ceiling and palm trees, seemed like a much improved version of the monastery. It was even clean of the dust and silt that were normally tracked in from the training yard. At the end of the hallway, a door opened into an octagonal room. Once they stepped in, the door slammed shut, and an illusion of Monk Heavy Fist appeared in the center. That illusion then executed a punch. It seemed like a normal punch to Charles.
"Here, the trial taker has to punch 100 times to open the way to the next level down," Bao explained.
The three of them, of course, didn't have to pass the trial as they had the controls for designing the dungeon. Instead, Monk Heavy Fist messed with something along the wall. The illusion dissipated, and a long stone sliding along the floor revealed a stairway down. Charles snorted.
"At least they didn't forget the stairs here."
At the bottom was a new hallway with a weird floor. Most of it seemed to be empty space where someone could fall forever, but there were flat tiles of floating stone large enough for someone to lie on.
"Here, we placed a test of agility. Monks need to be agile."
Bao went on to extol the merits of rock jumping while Charles summoned his puttering cloud to float down the hallway. This one ended in another octagonal room with an illusion of Monk Heavy Fist doing a front kick. This pattern continued for many floors of the dungeon until they reached the 18th floor. There, when they entered the floor, they saw several goblins dressed as monks jumping over and under streams of fire and ice that shot quickly out of the walls. The goblins did incredible leaps and flips, ducks and rolls. Both monks, Bao and Heavy Fist, seemed surprised that the goblins were there. The goblins, on the other hand, took several moments to notice the trio. One goblin in particular had a long gray beard and wore a fancier robe than the others. This was the goblin in charge, the one who seemed to be directing the others. He was also the first to notice the trio.
"Acolytes, halt!"
the goblin called, and then turned to face them. The other goblins rushed to fall in behind. Charles, just now remembering that there was an orphanage for green children in his dungeon, gave a small smile and said,
"How are you kids going? Having fun down here?"
He wasn't sure why the one had a beard, but just figured that kids liked to play dress-up sometimes and didn't think it was important.
"It's the master! All bow to the Great One!"
The goblins proceeded to do a deep bow as the gray-bearded one spoke.
"Great master, we saw the changes made to our home and are glad you have come. Many of our kind didn't want to change the old ways you showed us and have rebelled. The rest of us understood that you sent your servants to create the changes you wanted our kind to make. With your permission, we will now crush these rebels. The stones will stain with their blood. We will make sure that your will is undisputed forevermore."
Charles nodded along as the goblin spoke. He wasn't really sure what the kid meant, but figured they were playing some kind of game he'd interrupted.
"Kids these days, I never had to play dress-up to play tag. Then again, I wasn't doing flips like that. Maybe you should have."
The older goblin monk continued ranting more and more excitedly about blood and death.
"And when we're done, our kind will be united. Then we will take our fight to the overworld. With the Great One guiding us, we are unstoppable. We must be able to show the others how your hand has guided 8 trillion to become the greatest fighters that have ever been."
The kid was practically frothing at the mouth as he spoke.
"Excitable little guy. Maybe they'd have fun finishing this dungeon-level business."
Sect Leader Bao tugged at Charles's arm.
"Mr. Charles, these monks are all A-ranked. They already have mid-tier Daos. If there's that many of them..."
Charles just waved his hand at the fella.
Yeah. They get good grades because they're good kids, I get it."
He turned to the bearded kid who was now leading a chant for
"Victory or death!"
and spoke.
"Say there, little guys. Do you want to play a new game?"
That quieted them down real fast and had their attention.
"I had these two here working on the dungeon and designing levels for monks like them. Does that sound fun for you?"
That had their attention, so Charles kept going.
"All right, then. These two fellas here will show you what they've been doing so far, and you just take it from there. If you get bored, you can always go back to what you were doing. Sound good?"
The goblins nodded enthusiastically and looked from Charles to the other human monks who just so happened to have shaking legs. Charles, on the other hand, turned and clapped Bao on the shoulder as he left.
"That was easy. I wonder why they didn't ask those kids to do this to begin with. Ah, well, problem solved. Plus, if the dungeon is designed by kids, then it'll even be more fun for my great-grandson. He's gonna have a blast."
Charles only got lost 4 times on the way back up.
"It's a great day."